Okay, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried calling your house, and I had to cut your mom off real short because I said I only had like a minute. And I said, "Is Emily there?" And she said, "No, she's in her dorm." I said, "Okay, this is Cassie. I'll just call her there. Bye." So, did y'all watch the game?
Yes, I could not believe that. That made me so mad.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, shoot, they did good to get where they are.
I think they got rattled. They got too strung out over
the
game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They just didn't seem like they were themselves. But, I don't know. I mean, I was glad they made it.
At least they made it to the Final Four.
I swear. I mean, shoot, we hadn't done that ever. So, we probably won't do it again for a long time. I don't know, next year.
Maybe they'll do it next year.
If Dan Pier and Dante stay on.
Yeah.
You know.
Is Russell graduating?
Yeah. Russell Walters and Daryl Wilson. I don't know who else is seniors. That's the two starters. But we got some, I mean, shoot, we'll have to get some recruits, I mean, going to the Final Four.
Yeah.
We'll have people from all over wanting to come to Mississippi State. Has it been, is there a lot of, like, T-shirts and stuff up towards Memphis?
No, not really.
Did you get a T-shirt?
Uh-uh.
If you want one, you can send me some money and I'll get you one.
Okay. How much are they?
About $16.
Okay.
At the lodge, do you remember going to?
Yeah. They always have a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah. It's just a madhouse there. I mean, they just piled all the shirts on a couple of tables. I mean, tons of people were there. Well, how are your classes going?
They're going good. I'm doing better this semester.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you taking this semester?
I'm taking macroeconomics, English, and geography lab, and one more class. Oh, Nautilus, my little gym class.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
It's cool.
So what did you have in midterm?
Oh, the only class I made A's and everything except for my... my geography test.
That's good.
I made a C in it.
Okay. Yeah, but you had to have, did you have a 3 something?
No, last semester.
Well, midterm.
We didn't get.
Y'all didn't do that?
We didn't get grades.
When do y'all get out of school?
May, it's like the...
Is it same as us?
May, it's like second week in May.
I get out May 7th.
Oh, really? I think our exams end the 12th, May 12th.
Ha ha. Shoot, y'all went back later, though.
I know.
I went back, like, middle of January.
Yeah,
So, yeah, our exams end the 9th, I think. That's right. My last one's on Tuesday.
I don't know what all mine are yet when I get out.
We schedule classes next week for next semester. Oh, it's going to be tough. So, I'm going to try to take, like, physics and then the fundamentals of chemistry. That's the hard chemistry. And Spanish 3 and, let's see, probably computer class and then maybe psychology, too. I may not take psychology.
I took psychology last semester. I got a B in it.
That's good. Was it that bad? Was it hard?
No, it wasn't that... I don't know. My teacher curved a lot.
That helps.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because every test I took in there, I made a 60 or above on. I mean, like a 60, in between a 60 and 70 on every test. No matter how hard I studied for it, I would fail it. But he curved.
That's good.
He did extra credit for it. So brought my grade up.
In my chemistry class, he doesn't curve grades, but he gives a lot of extra points, like quizzes. And you can earn points by through quizzes, and he gives several quizzes, probably at least one or two a week. And they're not that hard, and they don't hurt you, but they help you, and that's helped me a lot. So, like last week, I had a Spanish and a chemistry test on the same day, on Wednesday.
Yeah, I hate having that.
Oh, I know. Especially chemistry and Spanish are my hardest classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was panicking. I was like, great. And the games were all weekends, so I didn't study. And I waited till Monday night to study, and I was going, I'm so stupid. I mean, I was just like, ugh. But, but I made it through. I made an A on my Spanish test. I was shocked. And a B on my chemistry. I barely a B. I made like an 80. So, hey, a B's a B.
That's pretty good, though.
So,
yeah.
I was just, ugh.
I think I have a B in English right now. My teacher doesn't, I don't know, she doesn't ever like what I write for some reason.
Yeah, I'm going to take English this summer at Comp 2.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to take, hopefully I'm going to take Lit 1 and Lit 2 too this summer.
Really? I'm going to take World Civ this summer. That's the only class I'm going to take, I think. And I might take my algebra this summer too.
Yeah.
But, and then I'm going to take, I have to take like 16 hours in the fall, and then at least 12 or 13 in the spring, so then I'll be a junior. I have a good schedule this semester. I'm out on Monday, on Wednesday and Friday, I'm out at 10:05. On Tuesday, Thursday, I'm out at 10:30.
How many hours are you taking this semester?
12. And I have my lab on Mondays, 2 to 4:30. That's it.
Yeah, on Monday, Wednesday, I'm out by 12 every day, but on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have an 8, a 9, 10, and 11. And on Tuesdays, I just have a 9:30. And on Thursdays, I have a 9:30 and 11.
Mm.
I have Spanish 4 days a week.
Ooh.
Yuck. But starting with Spanish 3, you only have it 3 days a week.
Mm.
So can't wait till I'm finished my sophomore year because I have no more Spanish to take.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Are y'all coming down for Easter or anything?
I don't know.
I'm coming to Bruce.
I haven't said anything.
If you do, you have to give me a call.
Yeah.
Have y'all taped that, did your mama watch that Australia tape? Do you know?
I think so.
Say if y'all have, you can bring it down Easter.
Yeah.
I just thought about it the other day.
I have totally forgot about that.
I was telling somebody my story. Well, I got my ring fixed. You remember that stone?
Oh, yeah,
I got?
Your opal. Yeah.
I finally got it fixed. Well, first we took it to the jewelry store. First, we had to find a place that would do it. I mean, there's lots of people wouldn't do it.
And
we took it, or they wanted to cut it, or I was like, no, I'm not cutting my stone. I said, I'll just leave it just as a stone before I'll cut it. And I was like, because I couldn't see what was so hard just to mold something around it and, you know, put a ring on it. And finally found this place in Grenada that my Granny Margie used. And they said, yeah, we'll try. And so the first time I did it, I didn't like it. I said, no. I said, change it. Because, you know, I mean, I wanted it perfect. And I didn't like how they had it mounted. They had, like, two gold little bitty balls, like, next to it. And it just kind of took away from the stone to me. And then they fixed it, and they just made it plainer. I mean, I wanted it plain, you know. I didn't want anything to take away from the opal. And so they made it plainer, and I like it. So I wear it all the time. Everybody's like, what kind of stone is that? Is that a mood ring? I'm like, no, it's not a mood ring.
Opal.
Like, it's an expensive mood ring.
Really? How much was that opal?
I guess in American dollars, it was probably... I don't know.
How much was it over there?
I don't remember.
I know Tracy bought one too, didn't she?
Yeah, she's bought a ring though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they just bought, her and Jennifer both bought a ring.
Yeah. I remember Tracy just bought hers and charged it.
Put it on the credit
hey,
card.
Mom, I bought a ring.
Bought a ring. We're like, okay.
My mom would kill me.
Yeah. I don't see them as much this semester as I did last semester.
Really?
You heard about my car, didn't you?
You wrecked it?
Yeah.
Did you get a new one?
No. I mean, I didn't want to get a new one. I wanted mine back. So they fixed it. It took over a month to fix it.
Oh.
And I just...
Is it normal?
Yeah. It's fine. So there aren't too many quirks in it. But, I missed it. I mean, you just don't know how much you use a car.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Did you ever... Were you without yours that time it got broken into?
Yeah. I was... about a... It wasn't that long, though. It was like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
But I used my mom's.
Well, see, I had to bum ride. I mean,
yeah, because you were at school and stuff.
Yeah, for a month, and that was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But now if anybody ever needs a ride, I'll give them one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll take you. Sure, no problem.
Yeah.
But, and because I didn't have a car, I didn't go see Tracy and them as much. And now I just... don't ever get around to it. I see them, you know, every now and then, or I'll call them and stuff like that, but...
Yeah.
I just don't... I don't see Jennifer at all. I mean, I've seen Tracy a pretty good bit. I don't see Jennifer. She has class, like, at night and stuff sometimes, and she works, and...
Ew.
So, I don't see her much at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Lenny. Have you talked to Lenny?
I did. It was like the Sunday after y'all came back from spring break.
Mm-hmm.
We were just starting ours. And I called him. Cause I hadn't talked to him since since like the middle of last semester. So I called him, and he was hungover. He had been at Panama City all week. He was like, when I
who
got
did
off,
you go to Panama City with?
I don't know. He didn't say. I wouldn't know him, so I didn't know. And he said, when I got off the phone with him, he's like, I think I'm going to go throw up again. Great.
That's good.
I know.
Lots of people from state went down to Panama City.
Really?
Yeah. I went to Disney World.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
With my Aunt Maybelle and my cousin Lauren.
Hmm.
And Amy and Chris, you know, Chris lives in Titusville.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to stay at Chris's house, which is it's about an hour, I guess, from Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
I drove down with them, and my Aunt Maybelle came and picked me up because they flew. They came and picked me up, and we went and stayed in Orlando by the Universal Studios. Went to Universal Studios Monday. It poured down rain all day.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to wait in any lines, though. And it was still fun. And then Tuesday we went to Epcot, I think.
Yeah.
And Wednesday we went to Magic Kingdom, and Thursday we went to MGM Studios. Then Friday I went back to Chris's, and Amy had a wedding shower. People in Florida gave her a shower. That was neat.
Yeah.
And
did y'all know people down there?
No.
No.
But they wanted to, you know, they knew Chris, and so they wanted to give her a shower. And then we drove back Saturday. That was just, I was tired after that week, but it was fun.
I didn't go anywhere. I wanted to go to South Padre. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm. Where's that?
It's like in between Texas and New Mexico. It's like real close to Mexico. And I knew a lot of people who were going.
Were they driving?
Yeah, it's 18 hours.
Whew, man.
But
why didn't you go?
I couldn't get off work.
Ooh, yuck.
I know.
You had to work during spring break?
Yeah. Yeah, I could have asked golf, but I didn't ask golf soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I didn't know they were going
it
until.
Is it the same place?
Yeah, the little glass store. And
you hadn't gotten promoted or anything? You
no.
Worked there so long?
I know. No, same old job.
They need to give you a raise or something.
They gave me one at Christmas. So
well, that's good.
Gave me a Christmas bonus, but.
How much do you get paid an hour?
$5.50. They gave me, everybody bought me a cake for my birthday.
Bought you a what?
A cookie cake for my birthday.
Oh. What day was your birthday on?
Last Tuesday, the 26th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I missed it. I'm bad at birthdays.
That's okay. I think I missed yours.
my birthday this year is going to be on bid day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We all get to celebrate.
Yeah.
Make any pledges.
But it's just weird being away from home. My birthday. But I still haven't got used to it. Because I was away from home last year for the first time. That was tough. But this year I surely can't come home. So.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I guess I have to get used to it. It'll be during rush every year now.
So
I graduate.
They have y'all rush a week before we do. I guess y'all start a week before we do.
Yeah. Like, we're getting out earlier, I guess. So it kind of evens out.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that Christmas thing. I still don't like
I know.
I don't know where y'all make up those days at, but.
I don't know either.
Hadn't figured that one out yet. But We went to the airport. Both times to watch the team come in. That was so much fun. For the SEC championship, when we won that, we went and this was during spring break. Well, the Sunday night after spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of, it was Saturday. It was a Saturday spring break because we had just gotten in. We got in from Florida about 8 o'clock and went to the airport about 10:30 to meet the team, and it was so much fun. They were signing autographs and everything. But then when we won the grade 8 or lead 8 or whatever you want to call it, and they came back, that was a madhouse. I mean, we stayed in that airport for, 2 hours, probably 2.5 hours. I mean, for those 2 hours, cowbells were constantly ringing and people chanting the whole airport. And they got so many people in the airport. And they got up and announced the team was going to be an hour late because they were just now leaving. And everybody's like, great. But they announced that they were over the capacity of the airport, the amount of people it could hold. And so they were closing the doors down.
Mm-hmm.
There's just as many people outside as there was inside. And the team came through. They came right by, so I got to pat all of them on the back and everything. But they had guards all around the team.
Yeah.
And they were just rushing them through. And they got on that bus, and they just got out of there. But I had some friends that are in the band, and they said that it was so cool when the plane was landing, there were so many cars that it looked like the Field of Dreams, you know, all the cars.
Yeah.
But Amy and them measured it, and there was cars parked. You turn off Highway 82 to go to the airport. It's like a road, and they measured it's 2 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
There was cars back-to-back parked all the way out to the highway. 2 miles worth of cars. It took us 45 minutes. We were one of the first people, too, to leave. It took us 45 minutes to get out of there because
mm-hmm.
they had let all those cars go first. I mean, that's just how many people there were. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the team's – do you know if the team's coming back tonight or are they going to watch?
I don't know.
Did you hear them say? I figure they'll stay and watch, you know, the game while they're there. You know?
Yeah, really.
But if they come back, I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, there's going to be so many people there. You know, even though they did lose, I mean, people still go out there.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun, though. But I was hoping they'd be signing autographs, but they weren't, so I couldn't get any autographs. But it was lots of fun. I was on the news, and I was in the paper.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. I never saw myself on the news, but this
uh-huh.
girl's got a tape of it. I'm going to watch it. But this guy, he said he watched. He was at Kosciuszko, and he went to Kentucky. And he came back and stopped in Kosciuszko, and he watched two news programs out of Jackson. He said he saw me twice, one on each station.
Dang.
Like, cool. And then somebody else from Kansas City told my granny that they saw me. Like, that's neat. I didn't see me, but in the paper they took a shot of the crowd at the airport. And you have to know where we were standing, but you can see me and Amy and Chris. And we're all standing with a group of DGs. So I was like, yeah, that's so-and-so. And
that's me.
But Mama didn't know it until I said, save that paper, and I had to tell her where we were.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, yeah, that is y'all. But it's kind of neat.
My roommate's pledging DG this semester.
Is she?
Uh-huh.
Up at Memphis.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
I like it. It's gotten, after initiation and everything, it's kind of...
I know. This semester for me has been a lot better.
It has. But it seems like I hadn't been, you know, studying as much as I was last
year. Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'm still making good grades, but it just...
Yeah. This semester, it seems so easy. I mean, all my classes and everything, it's just...
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I don't see the point.
Why study?
Really? If I'm going to make good, why should I study?
I am ready for summertime, though.
I am, too.
Man. Are you going to be just working?
Yeah.
Are you
probably.
Doing anything this summer?
I want to go somewhere, but I can't go.
No, it's not like last summer. I was thinking the other day, I was like, man, this time last year, I was getting so excited.
I know.
But I can't believe it's just been a year. I mean, it's been a whole year. Because I just remember we didn't ever think it was going to get here.
I know, gosh.
Count down the days, and now it's been a year.
Now it's already gone.
Golly.
Like, I was there.
I know.
I see commercials for Australia.
Oh, I do through the travel commercials.
All
like,
the time.
I went there.
I was like, I want to go again.
I know.
They say $13,000 or something. I'm like, I can pay that.
Yeah, sure.
Let me save up a little bit.
I'll be staying in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Working for my dad and going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
I would love to go again, though. I love that trip. It was so awesome.
Wouldn't that be so much fun? I know, I would start thinking about it. Or people ask me, you know, what'd you do? Or I'd be like, well,
yeah.
Let me tell you. Sometimes I feel bad, you know.
Yeah.
Or people be talking about their senior trips, and they'd be like, what'd you do?
I
went to Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii.
Yeah.
All three of those? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And one guy, I mean, we were just talking about snorkeling or something. I was like, have you ever done that? or scuba diving. He said, no, I snorkeled. I said, yeah, me too. I said, where'd you go? And he said, Cancun. And he goes, where'd you go? I said, Hawaii. And, you know, he didn't. And then it came up that I went, you know, like to Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii. He's like, man. well, yeah.
That was awesome.
It's like, it was an educational tour. It was through the school.
Yeah.
I don't know how much education.
I know. But I didn't really learn anything about.
Well, I guess we did, you know, just about the culture and stuff like
I guess
that.
So.
If you think
well,
about
I think
it that way.
I guess we did, like in New Zealand with the more. Can you say it now?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Maui?
No. Maori?
Yeah.
Maury?
I don't know.
Rory?
I guess, you know, we saw different cultures. And
yeah,
stuff
we saw
like
that. Yeah, we saw the mud, bowling mud and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Did you? I look at my pictures every now and then.
I know. I'm like, oh, I remember that.
So long ago. I mean, just think, we're facing these sophomores here in college.
I know. God.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. I'm like, when did I grow up?
I know. I mean, I'll be glad though, because you know, once you get over your freshman year,
yeah, it's a lot easier. But oh, Lenny told me he's like he got arrested again for DUI.
You are lying.
No.
Where?
In Houston. He's been spending a lot of time at Houston, I think.
I think he has too.
It was him and I think Scott and Paul. Oh, he's
horrible.
Yeah. Paul's parents won't let him see him now. It's like he's grounded from his friends.
That is just a DUI.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first one, too, was a DUI, you know, when before. You remember Paul kept going, he's
about
a convicted felon? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That
I think they waived that one, though, didn't they?
I don't know. That's
but.
Whew, that's pretty. I didn't know that. I mean, I felt so bad. The other night, I was in a big hurry. We were going somewhere. And see, you know, Lenny wrecked his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a Mustang. And well, it's not a new one. But he was telling me about it, you know, saying it was black. But I'd never seen it before. And it had been a while since I talked to him. And I was rushing out of the dorm. And I was trying to get in the car. And somebody honks at me and waves real big. And I just kind of waved back, you know. I said, hey, you know, I waved back. And I got in the car and drove off. I was like, who was that, you know?
Yeah.
And they were honking at me and waving, and it was a black Mustang. And I said, shoot. I mean, we were driving off. And I was like, man, I felt so bad because I haven't talked to him in so long, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he had tried to call me, and I'd just been so busy. And I'd be like, I felt so bad. And I don't even remember where I was going, but I never did call him back. I felt bad, but... I was like, well, I mean, because I've forgotten, you know. I mean, I didn't recognize him in that car.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
Well.
He didn't have class on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Mm-mm. I don't know if he's on, like, you know, school probation or what.
He made a 2.3 something. A .23, excuse me.
A .23?
Yeah. Or something like that. He made a point something.
Whoa. Mhm. I'd say he's on probation.
He like he had wrote me this letter, cause I wrote him one saying like, why haven't I heard from you? Mm-hmm. I mean like what? No word is now. And he told me like about him drinking. I mean, in this letter he says he quit drinking, but apparently not. He says that he had a .23 GPA. He dropped out of architecture and out of his fraternity. He said he might pledge again.
Oh, really?
Next fall. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah. And he wrecked his truck.
I wonder what he'd pledge. Well, maybe so. I mean...
And his roommate moved out.
Yeah,
He's living by himself.
I knew his roommate moved out.
Why did he move it? Do you know why he moved out?
Mm-mm. I don't know if they got along. I don't know. I don't know why he moved out. But he did. But, I mean, I don't talk to him. I mean, I feel bad, but I don't know. So, how's everything at school? I mean, I mean, what kind of, like, have y'all had any parties, like, FIMU and stuff?
Yeah, we have our formal April 26th. I got to find a date. I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
Yeah.
That's good. Any promising prospects?
Well, I don't know. There's this guy I'm talking to, sort of, but I'll probably end up asking. See, my friend, she's dating this other Kappa Sig.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See, we're doing follies with them. You know, do y'all do follies?
We have swaps. What's a folly?
Follies is, it's a competition, sort of. Each sorority gets with a fraternity, mm-hmm. and they do a, like a sort of like a little skit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it with Kappa Sigma.
We don't do that.
Oh. Well, and so we've been practicing before it, so I've gotten to know a lot of them.
That's good.
See, but one of these guys was in my English class,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the semester, and he ended up dropping it. But, so I talked to him then, and then, so I've gotten to know him a little better now. But, so I'm working on him.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's really nice, too.
Cute, nice, you know.
Yeah.
I know how that goes.
So.
We have swaps, and that didn't sound anything
like
that.
Yeah, we have swaps. Yeah.
We're having a swap with Kappa Sig.
Are you?
In April, yeah. We just had one. Do y'all have Phi Delta Theta?
Uh-uh.
Phi Delta.
No.
We just had one. It was Grease theme. It was cute. I dressed up. I got my only jeans I had that would roll up were my Wranglers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got my Wranglers and I put them on and I rolled them up a ton of times. I don't know how many times I rolled them up just to get them, you know, to like my shin. And then I put me some Keds on and then
mm-hmm.
I put a white shirt on. I tied it up with a pink top. I wanted something pink, you know, like for the pink ladies.
Yeah.
And I put my hair in a ponytail with a big white bow. And I was walking around my dorm like that.
Yeah.
Swap. And everybody's looking at me and they said, "Are you going somewhere?" And I said, "Yes." And then I had to explain to them what I was doing.
Yeah.
Well,
all of our FIMU thing is Grease. I mean, like what we do during rush and stuff. Uh-huh. Like we have Pinky's Place and I don't know. It's just like a bunch of it's Grease skits and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so that's our big thing.
Yeah, I love Grease. I think it's cool.
Yeah, we all have to get a poodle skirt. Well, and that's what another thing that's. Pretty much what our Follies thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're singing We Go Together.
Yeah.
You know, we doing that yeah. one. We have to get our poodle skirts for that. And we're kids.
And we're having the Kappa Sig swap. The theme is Dukes of Hazzard.
No.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. We're supposed to be having a swap with Sigma Chi.
Sigma Chi, yeah. We've got them.
But I don't really like them.
You don't? Well, I don't know. I mean,
the ones I've met, I don't like. I mean, I'm sure there's some good ones and some good guys in there, but the ones I've met, I just.
Well, like one of my best friends from home, he's a couple years older than me. He's a Kappa Sig, and he's really the only one I know.
I know. That's the way it was for all the FIMU. I mean, nobody knew any of them hardly at all.
Uh-huh.
And now, like, half the FIMU are dating
Kappa
Sig.
That's probably why I do it, just so y'all get to know each other.
I know. So, yeah. I mean, just going.
Y'all do this all semester?
Our Follies is April 13th. That's when the date.
Which y'all been practicing a while.
We've been practicing this whole semester.
Do y'all have Derby Day?
Yeah, we have it in the fall. Do y'all have it?
No, we have it April 20th is when we have it.
Oh, we have.
Do y'all, is it?
It's over a week, period. Derby Days.
What fraternity?
We don't get with the fraternity for that. We just,
See, like, Sigma Chi sponsored it.
Yeah,
it's,
that's why.
It's for their philanthropy.
Yeah.
And then all the sororities compete against each other. That's
how
ours is.
Yeah, that's why it is for us, too. We don't get with the fraternity, though.
No, what fraternity does it?
Sigma Chi.
Sigma Chi, yeah. I figured it'd be the same one.
Yeah, they have it. And is y'all's over a week period?
Yeah, I think so. But I think Derby Day is, like, well, it's not really a week, I don't think.
Do y'all have, like, a skit called Lip Sync?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have that? Yeah, we have that, too. We won our lip sync.
Did you? What'd y'all
think? We had, it was, our theme was James Bond,
mm-hmm.
Goldfinger, and stuff like that. It was so cool.
Ours is, they're doing, like, eras of time, you know, like 60s, 50s, and
uh-huh.
ours is the war era. And so, I think, that's right. And So we have to do, you know, like skits and stuff. And do you have to do a skit? Not a skit, I mean a dance. What am I thinking? A dance, not a skit. Do you have a dance?
Not really.